The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Quick, get Ant's down here. Let's talk about him.
Yeah, man.
He had to get Fifi coffee.
What a jerk.
He had to go get some flavored
that guy's
coffee.
A jerk.
He's a jerk. Just a jerk.
You're a real jerk.
Sean Ganan is your feature this weekend, right?
He is.
He's with Paul Mercurio. Paul is currently flying to Omaha. He'll be on the show with us tomorrow. Maybe call if he gets in town.
Wait a minute. Ganan's featuring?
Yeah, he's
featuring.
Yeah, it's
so
like a 30-minute spot, isn't it?
Yeah. And Greg Warren flew in from St. Louis today to be on the show. Greg is going to be at the Funny Bone in Omaha on New Year's Eve. Where are you at this weekend? In case
I'm doing a corporate gig in Chicago.
Corporate.
So come on out.
All right. Where do people find your gigs all across the country, Greg?
GregWarrenComedy.com.
All right. Yeah. You know Greg. All over the country. Check him out. Very, very funny dude. Colleen's with us now.
I'm here.
Yeah. Colleen, you were always a boss. You've been a boss since I've known you. Do you remember being harassed as a worker anywhere back in the day?
You know, yes, in a restaurant that I worked in California.
You look back at it now?
I do, and then I was just so young, I went, oh, that's how guys are.
Yeah.
That's how older guys are.
Yeah, Mad Men sort of stuff, right?
Yeah. It was. But now, and then I think of the time that I was the harasser. That didn't go so well.
Was it just comments, or were they grabbing?
Were you the harasser?
I did have one grabber.
Yeah, how many comedians have you harassed?
Oh, so many.
But that's a whole. But you are in a different. That's
totally
your little world at the Funny Bone, and our little world in the studio are different.
I think it's still the last bastion of free speech.
It should be.
And
comedy
clubs
should
be able to get away.
You can't be a sensitive comedian, can you?
Boy, if they are, it just.
Do you know any sensitive comedians?
That's the angle I've been trying for a while. Nobody likes it.
Has anybody ever said to you, Greg, because you know a lot of guys, comedians can go overboard in certain situations. Have you ever heard a woman in the comedy world saying that I'm offended by that and walk away? In a stand up comedy room. Dark and dingy.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think that...
They get it, right?
You mean an actual comedian?
Yes.
No. Okay. I mean, I it's a weird line.
It is. I'm not saying harass the women, but you can
exactly.
tell jokes.
You
but
can...
you're allowed to tell dirty jokes around women in comedy clubs.
Because there is this underlying thing that
you're here.
We're not serious. Yeah. But if it becomes personal...
Then it's serious.
Right, but you can't invite them into the green room and then whip it out.
Ooh. No. No. I think it's... In the end, man, I think everybody knows,
what's wrong? You should know.
Okay, this is being a good person.
Right.
And this is, and I think people have all... sort of gotten close to the line or maybe stuff. But I think that most of this stuff that we're hearing, it's like, oh, that's way over the line. And it's also, in most cases, it's habitual. It's like, oh.
They do it all the time.
I don't know. Like a lot of them, you're like, man, I don't know. Maybe it was, we did it 30 times.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe
that's a habit.
Yeah.
But you hear all this, and I think a lot of people are just thinking, well, everybody in the entertainment industry or
that's
whatever.
What sucks.
Everybody in politics is a grab ass.
No.
And no.
No,
that's not the case. Not 100%.
And not everybody is in the corner office is a grab ass either, you know?
No, not all men in power are grab asses. Some are.
Some are. Here it is.
When talking to a coworker in the office, where should you keep your penis?
Excuse me?
Just point on the doll where your penis should be. And remember, there's no wrong answers here, just super wrong answers.
I would say probably you would keep it in your pants.
Yes, exactly. Your penis never needs to be out of your pants at work.
Is that question really on the quiz? Does that really help?
Yeah, Colin, some people need that.
How's Jost stand up?
Who's
That's Colin Jost. I figured. Oh, I figured, in New York, he's just stand-up.
Yeah,
is he any good? Or is he just he's better writer? He's good on weekend.
He's pretty good, man. Yeah, he's pretty good. I mean, I haven't seen a lot of it.
I haven't seen his stand-up.
You know, he's pretty good, man. I haven't seen a ton of Che's stand-up?
Yeah.
Che's stands real good.
Okay, because those guys are
Che's co-head writers now.
I just saw they're both live.
Che's stands really good.
Weekend Update is solid.
It's solid.
It is solid. Yeah, that should be a show, actually, of itself.
I think you're right.
Che is.
They're both solid.
Wow, he's really solid, strong.
Got him.
Well, I think they did, you know, like they Weekend did. Update, primetime Weekend Update.
They always do it in the fall.
During the election cycle.
In the fall they do that, yeah.
But I think they should just keep doing it. That's really fun.
I think you're right.
They're great. And they're good together.
And they have enough news.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't need to wait till Saturday.
They're smart guys.
Colleen's on the microphone with us. You just heard her talking about harassing comedians.
Mm-hmm.
Craig Love. Evans in the house.
It's my job.
Yes, it is. It was on this date in 1920, a Michelle Bachmann birthday. For the Gipper.
Happy birthday!
Win one for the Gipper.
Yeah.
You know, Dick, you knew the Gipper, right? Well, you actually knew his coach.
I knew.
His coach was Lombardi, right?
Vince Lombardi.
Yeah, Vince Lombardi.
Vince Lombardi stood behind his boys.
No, the Gipper's coach was who?
Yeah, it's a different
win
guy.
Win one for the Gipper is who? That's Notre Dame.
Was it Rockne?
Yeah, Newt Rockne.
You knew Newt, right? You knew
Dick. I knew Newt Rockne. And you, sir, are no Newt Rockne.
All right, that's a good one. Yeah.
That was a chain of restaurants, too. Rockne's.
Yeah, Newt Rockne. Okay. Reagan played the Gipper in the movie, early movie.
Well,
yeah.
That was dead on, man.
You nailed that.
I thought President Reagan was dead.
Showed off.
Yeah, well, not in the studio today, Greg.
No.
Well, that was one of your best one...
I don't
one-word impressions I've ever heard.
Well, that's all I remember Reagan doing.
Yeah,
well,
that's pretty much what he did.
I remember when I was in like at West Point, we had to memorize our chain of command.
And you were there when Reagan was in charge.
Yeah, and there's like 50 levels.
Oh,
like,
there is?
Like, who you report to, and then like your
you
squad.
You had to memorize?
It goes up like, honestly, like maybe like all the way up, and you had to go to like to the commander-in-chief.
Got it.
And I would like... I'm like, Warren, what's your chain of command? And be like, well, you,
my mom,
and Reagan.
How many guys in
between? That's why Greg left West Point.
Yeah, exactly.
Like 50?
There was like, honestly, like probably, I'm like 20. I know it went through like your squad leader, the platoon leader, all the way through the West Point guys, and then up to like
you and Reagan,
you know, the commander of West Point, right. Then to the you know the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and all those guys, and I like you, sir, and like, Reagan, and then they would like the, you get it's such a haze, and everything had to be perfect, like, and when you said I'd be like you'd have to memorize like all the stories from the front page of the paper. And like, sir, and he had a format. He had to be like, sir, today in the New York Times, it was reported that Reagan, are you guys friends? Sir, it was reported that President Ronald Reagan, you know, did I tell you to do it again? No, sir. Start over. You know, like
that sounds like a drill instructor for your stand-up.
Does it?
Set up, middle, punch, cadet.
Yeah.
You were there a year, right?
I was there for 1 year, yeah.
Did you know you were not set for that right away?
Yeah, I mean, like everybody is. They're gonna find something wrong with everybody there. Your freshman year, so like everybody's in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like maybe I was in trouble a little bit more than the other guys. I felt like more like I just want to do it. Like to me, it was like to these guys, it was like just get through this year and it's all worth it. And then I got through the year and I'm like, what did I do this?
Do you know any of the guys you went to school with? Any of the guys you went to school with back in the day know that you're a stand-up comedian now?
Yeah,
still keep in touch. Some old
a few of those guys show up.
Not surprise them. That was Warren. I was
a few of them. Yeah, a few of them. Like some of those guys, because I was like a screw up there.
Right.
They knew, but it's funny. Like a lot of my friends in high school, like I never thought you were funny.
I would think you would.
Well, no, my friends.
Yeah, your friends.
My friends, but the people that sort of like, you seem sort of serious, like. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, got it. All right. You had to get the grades to get to West Point. You had to get an appointment to go to West Point. And the whole bit, you still root for the Army in that game? It was 2 weeks ago.
That's like the second time they won.
In a row, yeah.
And
Reagan. I love that bit.
Yeah, cut to Warren calling, Dad, can you pick me up from West Point? What'd you say to him? What'd you say? I was honest. I bit myself.
He was pissed that I left, man.
I bet he was.
He was a good dad, so he was trying to support me, but I could tell in his mind. He was two times three times. One recently, like two. One when I decided I was going to quit West Point.
Yeah,
you know, he was supportive, but right. Even back then, I was like, I think I want to be a stand-up comedian.
Were you wrestling at West Point?
Yeah, okay. That's how I got to
academic got All-American.
That's right.
That's how I got there. Was they recruited me to wrestle there?
Got it.
So when I did that. And that summer, I was like, I think I might, you know, just go out to L.A. and try to be a comedian.
After, before Missouri.
Yeah, and then and literally 3 days later, the coach from Missouri came to our house and offered me a scholarship. And my dad was basically like, you're going to Missouri. I don't care what
you do. And you almost feel you had to since you dropped out of West Point.
Yeah, right? I felt like, and I still wanted to wrestle. So, yeah. So I did that. And then when I quit Procter & Gamble to be a stand-up comic.
And how long did you have a full-time gig?
10 years. And
you worked there 10 years.
I was making good money, like really good money. And right. I was getting stock options.
So basically,
invested.
You were 22 to 32. You were a full-time employee and stock options and good money.
And I was doing stand-up at night. But,
still.
Hey, let's remember Warren accused me of making horrible decisions in life. 10 minutes ago.
And us too.
Yeah.
Yeah. My dad was not happy with that.
That would be the worst one.
Not happy with that.
That was not Greg Warren. That was Coach Dick Hart.
He was still
did not stand behind his
Yeah, that's a whole different guy. I don't know who you're talking about.
You gotta separate the man from the character.
Exactly. I'm sorry. Sean. You're an improv guy. You're supposed to know all that.
Sorry.
So you're telling me that did you go to LA right then?
No. I went on the road for like a year. Yeah. In fact, one of the first gigs I did, I think before I quit, was for Colleen.
Oh, really?
And I called Colleen, and there's this guy, Freddie DeMarco.
Yeah.
Who's Colleen's friend. And he's this legend.
Missouri, right?
And he was from Missouri, and he was like my...
I met Freddie.
Yeah. No, he's originally from New York.
Yeah, he was like my uncle almost. Like he was a big, you know, I
Your
worked
mentor.
For him. Yeah. So I called Colleen, and I was like, when I went out on the road the first time, I didn't want to use Freddie. Like, I was like, I'm going to try to do this on my own, you know? So I called Colleen, and I'm like, hey, my name's Greg Warren, and I want to work your club. And she's like, who do you know? And I was like, I know this guy and this guy. And she's like, And then I'm like, this is not going to work. And I go, I know Freddie DeMarco. And she's like, she got really mad. She's like, listen, Freddie DeMarco is a friend of mine, a very close friend of mine. Are you sure that you want to use that? Are you sure that you want to use his name? And I was like, yeah, you can. She's like, I'm going to call him right now.
Yes, she did.
And if he does not know me, not only will you not work my club, you will not work any clubs. And I was like,
what a bitch.
Just
yeah. Man, I wish that worked out.
And
for
I go,
sure.
By the way, this is a conversation from last week too, right?
Yeah.
I go, all right, man. I was so dejected. I'm like, yeah, you can call him.
Yeah.
And she calls me back like 20 minutes later. She's like, okay, I have you. She's like, I have you here in July, and then I also have you in South Dakota the next week. Like, she totally looked at me, only because of Fred, man.
And at any point,
I wanted to be my comedy. Like, I think I sent her a tape. She didn't watch a stupid tape. I wanted to be like, he's so funny.
No, I had my sons watch the tapes.
I want to ask this, because...
Did she ever apologize for being such a bitch?
No, I mean, and then she was...
That's how she's every time he calls
She's as much of a supporter as Fred is, you know, but like,
when he tries to book next year, it's the same conversation. You don't know.
I see what Freddie says this year.
I called one guy in Florida as Fred, and that's how I got moved.
Whoa!
Just as you know, you gotta get this guy, Craig Warren. He's a really funny guy.
So you were basically Trump. Trump was his own PR guy.
Yeah,
you did that. So I want to. Did you, when you did that, quit the gig, making money in stock options? And I guarantee you, in the next 5 or 6 years, you probably asked mom or dad for some money, right? To stay
I didn't
alive.
Have to ask them for money because you got to remember, I worked for 10 years.
And you kept something. So, I mean, so
I
luck,
had
so,
money.
Because I can see your dad saying that. Oh, yeah, you need some money? Get a damn job.
I had money. That's the one advantage I had. I mean, I had plenty of money.
You got it.
And, I probably took about a 80% pay cut to go do, I was a feature actor at that point.
I know. That's
and
a lot of money, man.
But I had plenty of money saved up. You know?
Okay.
And then
and you used it up.
I used it all. It's gone. It's totally gone. I used it to buy a condo.
Condo in L.A., right?
In L.A. And, I thought, I can make money by, I'll just have guys rent for me and
here
stay in the condo.
Freeloaders. Here it comes.
I knew it. Those guys didn't pay the rent.
I did pay rent. I'm the only one that paid for that couch.
You're so full of it, man.
I'm not. I'm the only one. Herzy was always behind. And I'll say his name on the radio. I don't care.
But get it. You paid, it was like $300.
No, it was $350 for the couch. And I paid every month.
But no, but sometimes you didn't.
You always
wound up paying, but you'd be like 3 weeks late.
This is one of my favorite moves that he made. No, you're not going to lie.
Lisso goes on vacation. Lisso's going on the road for 2 months. Okay?
Who is it? You and who?
Jamie Lisso.
He had his own place. Okay. And he wanted Gannett to watch the place. So Gannett goes, I'm not going to live here for like 2 months, man. So he just goes to Lisso's house.
So he wouldn't have to pay rent.
All his DJ equipment is still in my closet, and he just doesn't pay rent right. for 2 months because he's living at Lisso's. All right, that's, what do you have to say about that?
That's you're right. I was wrong, and I apologize. But when I was at your place, I always paid.
My favorite story about that condo was years ago. You were here, and we called out there.
So
and
Gannett, so
Gannett and Peters were there. Peters was upstairs in your bed.
In my bed, yeah. man.
Just scraping his toenails all through your bed.
I was renting. I was renting. I was subletting Warren's condo in L.A. when he would go on the road.
No, yeah, yeah. Gannett would get, the big joke was, man. Like I, you know, the improv's where everybody hung out, right. man. And I was the big joke is I'd go to the improv. You know, Gannett's like, you know, just whoring out my place. And I'm like, and you'd meet guys that were just
and you're
new.
On the road all the time.
Yeah,
right.
So you'd meet guys that were new in town, yeah. you know. And I'm like, hey man, good to meet you. He's like, where are you from? He's like, I'm from Texas. I'm like, oh cool man, you're new out here. He's like, yeah yeah. Where are you staying? He's like, yeah, I'm Gnant's got me at Warren's place for like 3 weeks. I'm Warren.
Oh, you're the guy.
So yeah. you're telling me when you flipped that, when you sold it, you didn't make anything?
I made a bunch of money.
On oh
that.
Good.
Did you?
I was just saying, at least that one.
I sold that thing
right before the.
I was gonna say,
not
right
because I'm anything smart.
No, but it's L.A.
I sold it at the
height
a before, week before the market collapsed.
Oh, yeah.
I sold it at the best time. Yeah. Now that money's gone too. But
rough but, estimate, what do you figure Gannett still owes you?
$750 for the 2 months that I.
There's money in there, and I gave him breaks, man. I get, like when he decided
well,
to leave.
Technically, I owe you $800 because of the $100 and the locksmith.
No, doesn't he owe you a few bucks for subletting your place?
Oh yeah, I mean, yeah, and it's the lawsuits.
Hey guys, I don't need help here.
Oh, that's the one. When I one of the last times, and this was at a different place that when I finally got rid of Gannett, I went, right. I sold the place, and I
you
lived
don't
in
get
an apartment
rid of me.
For a while. And Gannett was staying at my place, okay?
The apartment in L.A.
The apartment in L.A. He's there. I'm like, just take it, man. You can stay here. So I go on the road, and it was one of those times when I was just brutal, you know, like Mercurio, missing right. flights. Flights
got
were canceled.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, I can't wait to get home and just sit in the couch for 48 hours. You know?
Right.
I was just beat. So I get off the plane, and I have a voicemail from Gannett's now wife, Vicky.
Right.
She's like, Sean feels really, really bad.
I was supposed to pick him up at the airport.
But he can't pick you at the airport because he locked himself out of your apartment and like his keys. He didn't have any shoes.
I was barefoot in like in a dirty white T-shirt. I looked like every scumbag on Hollywood Boulevard.
He had no money with him.
Yeah.
So like I get home and I got to get myself to home. He's supposed to pick me up. He can't pick me up. I get there. I have to call a locksmith. I have to call a locksmith to come get me into my own place because Gannett locked my keys into the apartment.
How pissed are you?
I was so mad. I wanted to kill him. That's the maddest I've ever been.
Yeah. Oh,
and he was too gutless to like to call me. He had his wife call me to tell me what was going on.
I had my cell phone. Everything was. I had to walk barefoot like 4 blocks to a grocery store and call collect my wife and go. I don't have Warren's number.
Your wife was living back here still.
Yeah.
Okay.
I had to call collecting. Right.
And by the way, these guys are friends, in case you just heard that story there.
Yeah.
They're friends. Greg Warren,
I don't
Funny
know
Bone.
How.
At the, he'll be at the Funny Bone in Omaha next weekend.
New Year's Eve week.
I'm totally confused with what it is. New Year's Eve weekend.
Yeah.
Paul Mercurio is there this weekend.
He's funny, man.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Good dude.
FunnyBoneOmaha.com. Sean Gannett with Paul this weekend. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering. So you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. And 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.